It is time for our NHL Insider. It is Nick Kypreos, brought to you by McAlpine Ford Lincoln. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. You made me laugh the other night, but in the laughter, there's some seriousness. David Amber prodded you to give him a trade if Nylander was going somewhere, and you gave him Montour and Richie, and I quote, you get Nick Richie up front, nobody's licking their faces in the playoffs. And I laughed, and then I thought, well, that's not a thing, the toughness issue with the Leafs. And if I gave you one or the other, if the Leafs could get tougher or get a defenseman, which would you choose?
Well, Nylander's that good that he can bring you both, which would answer a lot of issues for the Leafs next time they're in a first-round situation, and maybe if they face the Boston Bruins. So why not go get both? I don't think that the reality is that you're going to potentially give up a $7 million player, which another team's willing to pay, and you're going to get a $7 million defenseman back. That's why I suggested maybe a guy like Montour, who's got a low-end contract but has high-end potential, to come in and start contributing in a high-octane offense. And then you can add some size, some presence moving forward with a guy like Richie. So the Leafs, we do know that they can score. We saw it again the other night in L.A. I'm sure we'll see it a lot in San Jose. But there has to be a dimension in terms of their top 12 forwards that adds a little bit of bite in the playoffs. And that's why I went with a guy like Richie.
Yeah, you do wonder of a physical line. I'm thinking Tavares and Marner, identical 22-point seasons. They've both been in, I think, on, I want to say, 14 of each other's goals out of the 22. So that doesn't count power play. That's not just on the ice. That's in the score sheet. And Zach Hyman with that group as well. And I'm thinking to myself, is that a physical enough line? JT's tough to knock off the puck and always has been. But as we saw on the island for 9 years, he can't do it himself. He's never played with a winger like Mitch Marner there. Never.
Well, a couple of things. Certainly, you love everything about Zach Hyman, his work ethic, the physicality that he brings. But there's going to be times when it's just not going to be enough, and you're going to need a little bit more of a presence. And again, no one's as physical as Zach Hyman is. No one's out there scared of Zach Hyman, and no one's wondering, what's he going to do this shift? And how much do I have to keep my head up when Zach Hyman's on the ice? You need one of those guys. Kadri's one of those guys. Kadri's one of those guys in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. When the team is in warm-up, they're wondering, okay, what's this guy going to do? Is he going to run me? Is he going to stick me? I got to watch myself. The Leafs, outside of Kadri, in my opinion, they don't have another guy like that. That's why Kadri went out and got suspended in the first round. It's because he got tired of watching everybody get taken advantage of, a guy like Brad Marchand, and we don't have anybody that's going to go out there and do anything about it. So I'll do it.
But that's that super fine line. Like, do you think Kadri, the puck drops, they're playing the Bruins, they're playing the Lightning, they're playing the Sabres game one in mid-April. Is Kadri playing differently because he thinks, God, I rolled in, we're down 5 goals, I'm pissed off as hell, and I'm going to run, you know, Tommy Wingles into the 9th row, but then I'm not realizing the consequences of my actions, and I'm suspended 3 games. Three was hefty, but now it'll be just as much or more. He will enter into that Tom Wilson territory if he does it again in the playoffs. Well, he will.
Yeah, but Greg, it doesn't start out like that in game one. That's a byproduct of watching your environment for a little while and saying, I've had enough of this. I got to do something about it. But if you have strength in numbers, if you have pushback from the very beginning of the playoffs and guys are doing it, there's more guys around you, then if you're Kadri, you're less likely to go out there and think that you need to make that big run at somebody. So that's where I think the Leafs, we can talk about the blue line all we want, that you want to add another guy or another two, but the Leafs have to have a different dimension. You're just not going to go out and light it up and go, you know, 2 for 6 on the power play every night. The Leafs, for the most part, can only win one way right now, or I should say two ways. You know, one was is outscoring with your skill and trading chances, and the other one is that you ask Freddie Anderson to stand on his head and steal you a game. Those are the only two looks that the Leafs have right now. They gotta kind of mix it up a little bit and find different ways to win in the playoffs. And I think that's the goal going into, you know, trade deadline for Kyle Dubas, besides getting it right for Nylander. It's really shaping this lineup so you can have a few different looks and trying to win 4 potential 7-game series.